This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Sarah and Vinny. Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3.
At 97.3.
Yeah, that girl says it better than
Nicole.
I. It's fine.
What are you
Nicole.
New here? Jeesh.
Oh, it sounds like it's like old times with me running the board. Oops, right. Something else played.
It's been a minute. It's been 2 weeks, so.
That's true. We'll give you a little pass on that. Hi, it's Sarah and Vinny, and it's Tuesday. It's still pretty overcast here. Anybody seeing any sun breakthrough where they are?
Nope. I got sun, I think.
Oh, you got sun? Of course you do. Lucky.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, damn.
Nothing
you
here.
You opened up the curtain and it just came blasting in.
Yeah, it's bright out. Super nice and blue and clear.
That's
oh,
nice
good for
to
you.
Hear.
Thanks.
All right, ready to do some texts?
Yeah, so we have quite a few. So our text number is 800-400-3697. Let's go back through some of the things you guys said to us today, and hopefully you'll hear yourself and say, wow, I'm meaner than I even knew.
Oh, well, some of those today, huh?
No, we're actually very lucky. I've had people ask me that, like, wow, I bet you must. And I'm like, nah, actually, we're pretty lucky. We have there's mean stuff, sure.
Yes.
But not nearly the percentage I've dealt with, you know, throughout history, right?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, by and large, Alice listeners are pretty nice people.
Right. So I had mentioned to you guys that I am getting tested for COVID today and that I'm currently sheltered in place alone at the moment. 415 writes, you know, false positives and false negatives are common. Right. That is true. They say it's 80% accurate. So 20% wrong rate isn't great, but it's a lot better than my home choice, which would be, I'm fine.
Yeah.
I'm fine. Don't worry about it, everybody. You know what I mean?
Yes. Oh, boy.
559 writes, the test feels like you got water up your nose. All right.
Yeah, it's not. It's really not bad, and it's definitely not painful. Then, it's just you just don't realize you have those cavities in your head, and they reach them and hang there for a while.
They say it only goes about 2 inches, not the full six.
No way. It's at least 11 inches.
Oh, thank you. That's helpful. Vinny, relax. It's not a big deal. Don't let the fear the media pounds into you get to you. It sounds worse than it actually is. Man up. I'm gonna go. Don't worry. I am going.
Listen, if I can survive it, anybody can.
Yeah, and I have a pretty good pain tolerance, so I'm not tripping on it. I'm not excited about it, but no. I will go do it. Absolutely. This is the person that sent in the note. My calendar just sent me a depressing reminder that the Hella Mega Tour was supposed to be tonight. All the concerts went poof.
Kapoof.
I still have... I know Michael Franti is doing fine. He doesn't need my concerns, but I am sad that he did not get to go do that summer tour with Chesney.
He had such a huge tour plan. This would have been really big for him.
Yeah.
But look, you know, at some point he'll get to do it. One hopes, right?
Yes. Well, they're replanning it for next year. So let's hope that next year this is all just a weird thing that happened to us that one time.
that was weird. Moving on.
Right.
They say the swab used is about 6 inches long, and I have a little picture of how it looks.
Yeah, thanks, Brent. I didn't need that picture.
It
I see
goes
where
about
it's
half
going
of that,
to my ear.
So it's about 3 inches?
It's funny because I really thought that it was going directly upward. Yeah,
right.
But it's not. It's going to hit your brain from the bottom. I see. Mm. Got it.
Mm-hmm.
Super.
That's Trevor That's Noah great. In that picture, by the way. It's, who knew what his sinuses looked like?
Are you kidding?
No.
I'm not.
I mean,
it looks just
kidding.
Like him.
Yeah, she's kidding.
It does seem to be going directly at your ear, though. Boy, it goes straight back. Wow, look at that. That is, your sinuses are so intricate. So much going on there in your face. Oh, the hawk's back.
The owl.
Ooh, ooh. Oh, he's eating something. Oh, he got something. Ooh, ooh. Oh, gross. Ooh. Oh, my God. I got a picture of him up on my Clarky Clark Instagram.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, I took a pic. But now he's sitting in the tree right there. Like, you know how they clutch something in their talons attached to the tree, and now he's pulling piece slices of it up. Oh, it's bogus.
Oh, good. Well, he just got rid of your squirrels. That there, Shirley. Oh well.
Don't say that.
Squirrel.
I love my Shirley. Hold on, I'm gonna see if I can get a video of him doing.
Loved.
All right.
She's gone.
707 says radio.com is better than ever today. I love it.
Oh, great.
It's perfect.
It
Thanks
really
for
is
everything.
Like the best app ever.
Duh. What's new?
Duh.
I had mentioned my friend was talking to me. Well, we were talking about surfing, and he had mentioned that in Hawaii right now, the water is more crowded than ever because although there are no tourists, the locals aren't working and they're all in the water at the same time. 650 says the problem with no tourists in Hawaii is that the economy is suffering greatly. Yeah, that will
right.
definitely. All this time spent surfing will definitely come to an end because they'll need it to. They're going to absolutely need the tourism is a big part of
it's
Hawaii's
the whole
economy.
Part, right.
Yeah.
I mean, yes, they have the macadamia nuts and some coffee probably, but it's about people going there and spending their money.
408 says, we don't actually have to wait for a vaccine for this problem. Japan has managed it because everyone always wears a mask. Problem solved. Yeah, unfortunately, here we don't have a national approach. And that's right out of the Republican handbook, which is to say everyone do what they want. And so each state has done different stuff and we don't have a comprehensive plan. And so you've got some places where people are eating out without masks and others where everyone's hiding in their house. And so we get what we got, which is certain places are spiking hard and others aren't. So I don't think the mask thing, the uniformity of masks will catch on here. Do you?
It doesn't seem to be. I mean, I really wish it would. Doesn't it seem like everything? No. Freedom is... You know, you can't enjoy it if you just die from COVID.
Very cute, Bryn. Nice dance you got going there, but it's not funny.
Thank you.
Although I laughed, so I guess it is funny. 415 says, I think 9/11 had a lasting effect on us, on all of us. When you see a plane fly into the World Trade Center and you see both buildings collapse, it leaves a permanent impression in your brain that never goes away. I agree. I think this pandemic is unprecedented times, and none of us who've lived through it will forget. And I guess our kids who, the new generations coming up that haven't been, that are yet to be born, they'll get to hear Grandpa and Grandma talk about the great pandemic.
Right.
For
2020.
You know, oh, you missed it. You wouldn't believe what happened.
Now get your mask on. We're going to the store.
Oh, please don't. I don't want this to stay permanent. I want us to not have masks. Someday. For now,
yep.
Though, yes, I have my mask by the door, and I'll be taking it with me when I go to get tested. In fact, I set up my whole little... I have a whole little thing. I wish I could show you all, but
what,
then
like
I have
a go
to
bag?
Move everything. And I have my Purell, little jug of Purell, and my mask and my wallet and my keys, and I'm ready to go get tested right after we're done here.
You heading straight over?
Mm-hmm.
Good luck with that. I hope
I
it,
sure am.
I hope it's negative then.
Well, I do too, and even if it's positive, okay, so then I'm glad I got out of the house. Someone else wrote in. Let me see if I can find it. I'd love to quote them directly, but basically they said, you had diarrhea. Get over it. I'm like, all right, well, yes. Except that's one of the symptoms. First of all, I don't like that word. I don't know what other word we can use, but I don't know why we can't say the T word for boobs, but we can say diarrhea.
I know.
Yuck.
Murky water.
Oh.
Oh, here it is. Oh, for God's sakes, Vin. Go home. You had diarrhea. All right. Well, look, that is one of the symptoms, though.
He's got to make 100% sure before he goes back into that house where the hip thrusting has made life miserable. He needs
well,
to
aren't
be sure.
You just hysterical. You're
I
so
know.
Funny.
God, I'm so funny. Oh. Ow.
Vin, you might have had a reaction to shellfish. That's true. We ate crab.
Yep.
And I don't normally. Some people react to the iodine. Your symptoms are similar, stomach cramps and running to the bathroom. Yeah, I'm hoping that that's the case, and I will get that confirmed today, and then we can all go back to...
Still, though, it's been 4 days. Like, that's a long time to be suffering from crab that you ate on Friday night.
Like, yeah, that I have not seem... returned to normal. That's I'm not... I'm here. I'm doing the show. I'm not in pain, but I'm not normal. No. So... I'll go get a test and find out. That's all.
Yeah.
Simple enough. Let me see. Chuck Woolery was an early host of the Wheel of Fortune? Is that true? Is he just host guy? Is that all he's ever done?
You know, he has done a lot of hosting. I truly do not know if he was ever the host of the... Was there a guy before Pat Sajak?
That's what they're suggesting, that he was the guy, and then
that's
Pat
possible.
Sajak took
sure.
over. All right.
I thought he did, like, the...
He was a first Wheel of Fortune host.
Oh, well, there you go.
Why would he have stopped that? Look at Pat Sajak has made a... He's done it for his whole life, it seems like.
Maybe he left to go do that... Wasn't he... There was some where you didn't want any little devils. There was some other show he hosted, too, like some other game show. No whammies. And that one went away, and who knew that Wheel of Fortune would stay around forever? People love Wheel of Fortune.
No whammies. Ooh. I don't know that one. All right.
Can't think of the name of it.
Sarah, did you miss reporting yesterday that Grant Imahara died? I didn't hear it in your list of deaths, and he was local. So sad. I don't know Grant Imahara. Do
I
you?
Don't either. No. Who's Grant? Hold on. Nicole's turning her mic on.
Mythbusters. He was.
Oh, he did die over vacation. That's right.
Think of brain aneurysm or something.
That's correct. Yes. Mm-hmm.
Young.
Mm-hmm.
49, by that, I think.
Yeah, like our age. I mean, super young. Really young.
I think you were thinking about Press Your Luck, Sarah.
Thank you. Press Your Luck.
No whammies.
Did Chuck Woolery ever host that? Get a list of. I would like a list, please, of all the game shows that
it.
Chuck Woolery has ever hosted.
I am working on it.
Thank you. Seems like
Vinny and Sarah are stumbling with the English language today. Trouble with getting their words. Too little coffee? Out of practice? Probably both.
And, you know.
Happens.
Old. Yeah.
And that came in while we were trying to find the word for Parsons.
Yeah, listen. That's lots of people have brain farts like that. We just couldn't find that one word. We both knew what it was, but we couldn't get it out.
Leave Brittany alone.
Leave her alone.
Welcome back, Sarah and Vinny. Miss you dearly. Maybe a stupid question, but I've always wanted to ask, do you only see the text messages when the show is on? Do you see the messages if I text the night before? Thanks. So glad you're finally back. No, only when we're on.
Yeah.
So you can text, but we won't get it until the next day.
Right. You can text anytime, but we will see that, right? Nicole, do you see?
Yeah.
Are we able to scroll back in time?
It's up to the producers if they want to cut and paste that.
Ah. And then also, I noticed that over the weekend, it clears out, like the texting.
Oh, somebody dumps.
I don't know if it's the system.
No, it's an automatic system.
Yeah. So Monday we start clean.
Oh, well. Oh. I didn't know that.
There's like an expiration date on these messages.
I see.
707 says, did Sarah read Memoirs and Misfortune?
No.
No, sorry. Memoirs and Misinformation.
Of what's it about? I did not read that.
I have no idea.
Nope.
I mentioned in the news that you're going to be able to get a haircut soon and maybe even starting. I don't know if it starts today or not, but it starts this week that you'll be able to get hairdos. They'll be outside, unfortunately, for some of you who feel like that's an indoor sport. Mm. But here's someone who says, you can't cut women's long hair without washing it. It's total BS. But yet restaurants can serve you alcohol to go. Put a drink in your car and you drive away. It's
that
so
seems
wrong.
Fair. Yeah, no, that's right. All's right with the world. Yeah, that's a. I don't understand why shampooing someone's hair is any more dangerous than massaging them or anything else. You know, here, stick your head under this hose. Great, we're ready to go. Let's cut your hair.
Well, I think you can just have a water squirt bottle, right?
Yeah.
Squirt it to wet it
or
down.
Or you could shower and have wet hair. And go immediately to the hair cutter.
Oh, that's smart. There you go. Maybe they
and then,
maybe
then they could just moisten it up.
That.
Yeah,
sure.
Maybe.
I've got a list of Chuck Woolery stuff here if you want.
Oh, fantastic. I do want.
Yeah. So obviously the Love Connection. The Big Spin. Scrabble.
Never heard of it. Scrabble, sure. Yeah. Although
the
weird.
Home and,
go ahead.
The Home and Family Show. The Dating Game, Greed.
Dating Game.
Apparently, he was involved in a salary dispute with the Wheel of Fortune. That's why he left.
Oh.
He was trying to get. He demanded a raise from $65,000 a year to $500,000 a year because the program was drawing a 44 share at the time. I don't know what that means, but
he was making 65 grand a year to do Wheel of Fortune. What year was that? Holy crap!
81.
He deserved. They should give him the $500,000. That would have been a bargain compared to what they're paying Sajak at the end.
Well, I mean, back then.
Well,
I'm sure
he walked off and the show went away. Oh, wait. No, it didn't.
No, it didn't. They were like, it's not because of you, sir. Mm-hmm. It's a hit show.
If I could go back in time, I would find a way to prevent the invention of plastics. I'd also find a way to manipulate the widespread understanding of nutrition, health, and... Oh, boy. And okay. Wrestle control from Big Pharma. I have no idea how to do the
that's
last
ambitious,
thing, LOL.
Lady. Or sir.
But I would find a way. Yeah, that's. I just want to go surfing with no crowd. This person's really got great, great ideas, and I'm just selfish as a, you know what. Your time machine survey is most likely done before the pandemic struck because I believe 99.9% of us would want to travel to the future just beyond this when all this stuff is over. All right.
It would be a nice escape, wouldn't it?
I yes, would Vinny.
To,
Facebook
I far.
Is...
I mean, I
yes,
get to come
Vinny,
back, Facebook, right?
Yeah, I think that's... I would think that's mandatory that you don't get
right.
to stay.
I don't, because otherwise I just want to be here and live this life. But if I can go for like a week or an optional amount of my choice, you know, like, oh, this sucks, beep, you know, back, you go.
Yeah, it would suck to have a time machine that gets you there and then breaks down
and
you're like,
stuck.
What the hell?
Like, oh, man, why did I have to pick Renaissance Italy?
What am I, on a 70s TV show? What is this? Yes, Vinny, Facebook is a good example of how dangerous technology can be to democracy. I encourage everyone to boycott it and help save our country. It actually has been great to be off Facebook, and I thought, and then it just goes away. Oh, well.
Uh-oh.
Oh, my God, dropping off mail from Hogwarts. Nicole for the win.
Thank you.
Very well done, Nicole.
I just slide that in there.
Funniest guy on the show today, by far. Sarah's just been mean all day.
I'm the mean one on the show. Second funniest thing was the hip thrust of intention.
Speaking of blowing up, I'm going to skip that one.
Oh, the time is getting short, too. I know you got your appointment to get to.
Oh, God, you're right. I got to go.
All right, we'll be right back after these.
Peace.
Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. I'm looking for the skies to clear up. I'm thinking that's probably going to happen. It sounds like it's already happening down in Millbrae, and hopefully where you are too, Vin. I hope we all get a nice, nice sunshiny day.
Yeah, I'm not worried about it. I'll be indoors for for a minute, but I've got plans.
Well, you have plans beyond going to get that swab stuck up your nose?
No, then after that, I'll just come home and well, I can play guitar, and then I can wait for the Giants game to come on, and I'll watch the baseball, and then go to bed. Mm-hmm.
My God, so what a wonderful full life we're leading.
Big doings over here. Yay.
Well, listen, stay here with the station. If you're streaming us, leave the stream on 24/7. Thank you very much. Janie's up a little later. Enjoy the Alice music all day, and we'll check you back here tomorrow. Good luck, Vinny. Can't wait to hear how it goes.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.